all smoothie, he's an old softie.
The Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present the Seal Test Village Store. Eve Arden, manager, with our new picture singing star, Bob Stanton, Abigail and Buddy, Bob Jellison, the Fountainaires, and our guest tonight, Cesar Romero. Tonight, the Fountainaires, with Eddie Paul and the Seal Test Orchestra, salute the nation's birthday with a patriotic medley.
Yankee Doodle went to town,
riding on a pony.
He stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the gals be handy.
A real live nephew of Uncle Sam,
born on the 4th of July. I got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the pony.
I am the Yankee Doodle Joy.
The 4th of July usually starts off in a big flurry of excitement. But today finds Eve Arden lying serenely in bed, considering the prospect of a glorious day's outing with her dream boy, Bob Stanton, at the annual picnic. This has been Eve's first day off since Jack Haley went out of town on a buying trip and left her in complete charge of the Seal Test Village store. As we find her, she's just stretching herself awake.
Well, here it is another 4th of July. I certainly hope I have better luck this year. Some girls get fellows that really set off the fireworks and do things with a bang. I'll probably wind up with a punk that's lit. Well, I think I'll chance it and take a quick look in the mirror. I better check that mirror. One of us is wearing out. You know, I think I've got something that other girls haven't got. I wonder how they get rid of it. Well, anyway, it's a wonderful day, and I should be... Good morning.
Hello, this is Postal Union, the nothing under a quarter tip, and if you can't say it in 10 words or less, keep your big mouth shut, telegraph company. Nelson speaking.
Oh, a telegram.
Yes, by the way, have you taken advantage of our friendly greeting telegram?
No, I'm afraid I've been spared that.
Oh, you are in for a treat. Listen to this one. Grandma, don't make that trip out here from Wisconsin. You don't have a chance for a date with Van Johnson.
Now, never mind that. Do you have a message for me?
I certainly do. And I'd like to quote our slogan. The deliveries must be made. And neither rain nor sleet nor snow shall stop me in the dispatching of my duties.
Well, why don't you bring it over?
What, and have the sun fade my beret?
Well, why not? It's faded your brain already.
My, you have a nice voice. Are you a man or a woman?
Well, you've seen me. I'm Eve Arden.
Please answer the question.
Now, look. If I have a message there, will you read it to me, please?
All right, here it is. Quote, keep store open all day, 4th of July. Stop. Should do big business in iodine, bandages, arnica, suntan oil, and ice cream sodas. Love, Jack Haley. Unquote.
Oh, no. If I have to open the store, it'll ruin my whole day. Now, Bob Stanton will probably go to the picnic with some other girl. He'll fall in love and get married and have 10 children, and I'll slowly die of a broken heart. My whole life will be a miserable mess.
Say, didn't I hear you on Life Can Be Beautiful?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say, maybe I can get Bob to stay at the store with me today. I'll call John Lang to report for work and go over and see what I can do. A fine 4th of July. I'm stuck here in the store. Oh, well, at least I'm the boss while Jack's away.
Cement mixer. Putty, putty.
Why, Bob Stanton.
Say, are you ready to go to the picnic, Eve?
Well, I was just thinking it over, Bob. And you know, you're taking an awful chance when you go on a picnic. I knew a fellow once who went to a picnic to be initiated into a lodge and sat down in a bed of poison ivy.
Well, what happened?
He's now a member of long standing.
Look, do you or don't you want to go to the picnic?
Oh, I might as well tell you, Bob. Jack Haley sent me a telegram this morning, and I have to keep the store open today.
Well, that's tough luck, Eve, but I have to go. I'm judging a bathing beauty contest at the picnic.
Oh, you would be.
Say, you know, I'm not sure just how to go about judging a beauty contest. Maybe I'm just stupid.
Oh, it's simple, Bob. You give 10% for originality and 10% for posture.
Well, what's the other 80% for?
This boy is stupid.
Well, I'll get by, all right.
Gee, I wish I could get in that contest. I'd love to show off my new bathing suit. It's backless, sideless, and strapless.
What? What holds it up? The laws of gravity?
That and the laws of California. But, Bob, even though I can't go to the picnic, there's still the dance tonight. Are you going to take me?
Well, Eve, I'd like to, but I'm afraid
I'll... Oh, I've always had such bad luck with dances. You know, one time another girl and I wanted to go to a dance with a fellow who loved a nice figure, so we drew straws out of a broom to see which one he'd take.
What happened?
He took the broom. Gee, I'd love to go on the picnic, but I've got to keep the store open.
Gosh, Eve, I think Haley's a meanie for making you work today.
How dare you say that? I'm loyal to Jack Haley. I think Jack Haley is wonderful, and I think Jack Haley is the finest man who ever lived.
What are you yelling for?
A low-down sneak planted a dictaphone before he left.
How do you know Jack planted a dictaphone?
He's making me pay for the record.
Well, Eve, it's getting late. I'd better get on out to that picnic.
Oh, wait a minute, Bob. It's Abigail and Buddy. You know, they're playing at the dance tonight.
Howdy.
Hello, Miss Arden.
Hiya, kid.
Say, Eve, what kind of music do they play?
Well, you've heard of music that bubbles and music that ripples.
Uh-huh.
There's Squirt.
Say, that's a nice-looking guitar you have there.
Thank you. It's a very valuable instrument, especially the strings.
What makes the strings so valuable?
Well, they're 12 strands of hair plucked from John L. Lewis's eyebrows.
We play nothing but the high-class stuff.
Well, how about giving us a sample?
Okay. We'll do the hot towel number from the Barber of Seville.
In a quaint caravan, there's a woman they call a gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your blues and lots of blues. Everything will come out if you only believe the gypsy. She could tell just as plain that my heart was so full of tears. Oh, mama, I'm sad. She looked at my hand and told me my little lover was always true. And yet in my heart I know it loves somebody else. Kissing you, oh, poor, poor you. But I go there again cause I want to believe that gypsy little darling, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday. When the gypsy makes his violin cry, hi, hi, oh, my lover is true and will come back to me someday. Hey, hey, lady, only lady, come up whooping back to me someday.
I just love those Irish lullabies.
Now, thank you, ma'am. Can I leave my guitar here while we go over and look at the setup for the dance tonight?
Sure, I'll watch it.
Well, so long.
Oh, here comes John Lang now. Hello, John.
Hello, Eve. I came over as soon as I got your message. I'll get the fountain ready for business right away.
Oh, thanks, John. And please be careful with the glasses. You know, we've been breaking entirely too many lately.
Why, Eve, I never break a glass. I have a special way of holding a soda glass while I'm polishing it. I take it carefully like this and hold it up while I... Ooh! You know, Eve, I'm glad Jack wants the fountain kept open on the 4th of July, because what would a great American holiday be without America's great holiday treat?
Yes, ice cream is America's great holiday and everyday treat. And of all the ice creams in America, Seal Test is first choice by a wide margin. That leadership day after day, year after year, must be deserved. You'll find the reasons for it in just three words: taste, purity, and wholesomeness. Taste that comes from long years of skill in blending and freezing.
Purity that is the result of strict laboratory control over every process.
Wholesomeness that brings you rich food values as well as a thrilling treat.
Yes, every spoonful of Seal Test ice cream is a revelation in richly flavored creamy goodness. Right now, the Seal Test dealer in your community is featuring some grand new flavors as well as your old favorites. Why not top off America's great holiday with the nation's favorite treat? Seal Test ice cream.
Say, Bob, before you go to the picnic, won't you sing just one song for me like you do in your pictures?
Well, okay, Evie. As long as you're stuck here, I'll be glad to.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Eve, but now I've really got to get going.
And you won't take me to the dance tonight?
Well, no, because I've got to get...
You've been tight.
Eve. I did not sneeze.
Oh.
That convertible out front had a blowout.
Oh, what a beautiful car, Bob. And look, that handsome man is coming into the store. Why, it's Cesar Romero.
I beg your pardon. Is my old pal Jack Haley here?
Well, no, he isn't, but I'm Eve.
Well, I'm Caesar.
Well, don't tell anybody, but I'm Napoleon.
Oh, Bob, stop it. This is really Caesar Romero.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to meet you, Caesar. I'm Stanton.
Well, have a chair. Say, I know you. I've seen you in pictures, Bob.
Gee, thanks. I've seen your pictures, too, Caesar.
Well, I think your work is great, Bob.
I've always liked you, too, Caesar.
I especially like your singing, Bob.
Well, I've always been one of your greatest fans, Caesar.
Hand me my woolies, Mother. I'm out in the cold again.
Well, I'm sorry Jack isn't here.
Oh, well, he'll be back in August. Why don't
don't you sit down here next to me and wait?
We'll have some laughs.
Wait with you? He won't be back for a month.
I'm laughing already.
What a sense of humor. You know, as soon as I walked in the door, I said to myself, now, there's a woman.
Aren't you a little afraid of such snap judgment?
Well, I would get a flat tire. You know, something's always going wrong with that car.
Well, what can you do about it?
Just wait for the new parts to come out.
Oh, well, forget about that and think about me. You know, you're a big man in picture, Caesar. What can I do to be like Grable, Turner, and Lamar?
Just wait for the new parts to come out. Gee, you know, this town sure is lively.
Well, it's the 4th of July celebration. Say, if you've got a flat tire, you'll have to stay in town tonight. Would you like to go to a dance?
Well, I won't be here that long.
Oh, gosh, won't anyone take me to that dance?
Well, how come you can't get a date?
Well, it's a simple case of supply and demand. Well,
what do you mean?
For what I can supply, there's no demand. Oh, just think what a hit I'd make if I came to the dance with Caesar Romeo.
Yeah. Pardon me, but that's Romero. Romeo was the fellow the girls chased after.
How much head start do you want?
Say, you know, you're cute. You remind me of a girl I went with when I was a sailor.
Yeah?
Oh, we were a perfect couple.
How come?
Well, I had bell-bottom trousers and she had bell-bottom legs. But I am serious about one thing. You really do remind me of someone.
Well, people have said I look like the closest thing to Betty Grable.
That's who it is, Harry James.
Oh, what a miserable attempt at flattery. Now, I do wish you'd change your mind, Caesar, and stay over for the dance. I bet you Roomba divinely. That's one thing I've never learned to do.
Well, the Roomba is simple to explain. Your shoulders stay at home and your hips go out hitchhiking. Say, aren't you getting a little forward? You may be a big movie star and all that, but when it comes to romance, I'll bet you're no better than I am. Well, I don't like to brag, but I've gotten as many as 100 fan letters from girls in one day.
Well, I've gotten 300 fan letters from girls in one day.
Well, I've had 2,000 girls request my pictures last month.
Yeah, well, I've had 5,000 girls request my picture last month.
Well, once I had 10,000 girls chase me for my autograph.
I once had 20,000 girls chase me for my autograph. Well...
Oh, no, you don't. This time you go first.
Well, never mind, Romero. You can get lost. I think I'll take Eve to the dance.
Well, maybe I'll stay over and take her myself.
Now, just a minute, Romero. Eve is a sweet young girl. Look at her hair. Look at her figure. Look at her eyes and look at her face.
I did, but I want to take her anyway.
Well, that settles it. I'm going to leave.
Oh, I knew it. I had a hunch that I'd be going to the dance tonight with a certain tall, handsome movie star.
Somebody calling for me.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jellison. How are you?
Oh, just Ginger Peachy. Say, you're Caesar Romero, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
My wife is always talking about your physique. I wonder what's wrong with the way I'm built.
Caesar is built. You're prefabricated.
You know, I've had offers to appear in pictures. There's already a deal on to trade me for Charles Boyer.
Who started it?
My wife.
Well, your wife must not appreciate you.
Well, Mrs. Jellison is a little older than I am.
Oh, a May and December marriage.
Mrs. Jellison goes clear into January.
Well, now, what does Mrs. Jellison look like?
Well, she's a little plump. If she had windows around the back, she'd look like the new Kaiser Fraser. Oh, I wish I was more successful in love.
Well, now, Mr. Jellison, maybe the reason you're not successful with the ladies is because you're not romantic enough. Now, when you meet someone you like, you should take their hand, bow low, and kiss it.
Oh, Caesar's right, Jelly. That's a terrific technique.
You mean I should take the hand like this and kiss it like this? There. How is that?
I didn't like it. Try it on Miss Arden.
Oh, thanks. I can hardly wait.
Oh, don't worry, Miss Arden. I won't kiss you. I'm afraid of my wife.
Jellison, you shouldn't be afraid of your wife. You should dominate her.
Oh, I couldn't do that with my wife.
Well, what's the matter now? Are you afraid of her? Let me put it to you this way. Are you a man or a mouse? Let me put it to you this way.
Say, there's a cop looking at your car, Caesar. You're liable to get a ticket.
Yes, I'd better go out and see about my tire getting fixed. Say, is there a gas station near here?
Yes, right down the street, Caesar.
Oh, fine. Before I leave, Eve, may I just put my arms around your waist?
Why, Caesar, of course.
There. Oh, thank you. Now I won't ever change my arms from this position.
Do you mean it, Caesar?
Yes, I want to show the gas station man the size 2x1. Goodbye, and sorry I can't stay for the dance.
Oh, gee, that was my last hope of getting to the dance tonight.
Well, I'd like to take you, Miss Arden, but my wife told me this morning I couldn't go. It made me so furious I could have ripped the cover right off my ironing board.
Oh, what a man.
Yes. She makes me do all the housework.
She does?
Yes. The other day I went downtown with my apron and dust cap on, and I got pushed into line for a radio show.
What happened?
You're now looking at Queen for a day.
Is this your first marriage, Shelley?
Oh, no. No, my first wife ran off in the Iceman.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
Oh, I'll say. He didn't leave any ice that day, and my tapioca got lumpy.
Oh, what a terrible life you've led. Isn't there any affection between you and your wife?
Oh, yes. We have pet names. I call her my little atom bomb, and she calls me her bikini. Well, I better be running along.
Oh, bye. Good night. Well, Wallflower Arden alone again. Oh, I better answer the telephone. Hello, Seal Test Village Store. Eve Arden speaking. Who's calling, please? O'clock and time all good little girls are in bed. Gee, maybe there's a chance for me now. Fine night this is going to be. The dance is on and nobody will take me. What a spot.
Excuse me, are you Miss Arden?
That's right.
Well, I'm the postal union man who talked to you this morning. I liked your voice so well, I came to ask you to go to the dance with me tonight.
Well, I'm not in the habit of going out with strange men. I'll have to think it over for a while. Well, I thought it over long enough. Let's go. Well, come on.
Miss Arden, I got wonderful news. My wife gave me the whole night off to do anything I want. So now I can take you to the dance.
This is getting too big for me.
Come on, let's go. My wife said this was my night to howl. So I'm doing it. Yoo-hoo.
She can't go with you. I was here first.
Now, boys, I'll have to decide which one I go with myself. Now, first of all, Mr. Jellison, are your intentions good or bad?
You mean I have a choice?
Well, really, you're both so attractive, I don't know which of you two I should...
Evie, grab your hat. The girl I was with was a wet blanket, so I came back to take you to the dance.
Why, Bob Stanton, you two? Well, let's see now. I've got 1, 2, 3...
Oh, Evie, your Latin lover's here.
Bingo!
Not bingo, Cesario.
Oh.
Now, look, I was first.
Don't forget me.
Evie, I'm your boy.
Wait. Do you want to take me to the dance, too, Caesar?
Well, that's right, Eve. I got to my party and I told someone I met there that I was a Latin movie star. And they grabbed me and hugged me and kissed me.
Well, and how come you're not still there?
They found out I wasn't Carmen Miranda.
Well, now, what can we do? One girl and 4 men.
Goody, goody. Let's play basketball.
Hi, folks.
Why, Abigail and Buddy, I thought you'd be at the dance. What happened?
A summer rainstorm come up.
And the dance is called off.
That's not going to stop us. Let's have a dance right here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a swell idea, Cecil.
Come on, hit it, Abigail and Buddy. Let's dance. Bout the Rooney. Let's go.
Just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it were. But oh, what it seemed to be. Like a masquerade ball, swing your honey round the hall. You were at the dance with me. Just a ride on a train, that's all that it were. But oh, what it seemed to be to me. Like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. Cause you were on the train with me. But when I kissed you, little darling, it was more than just a thrill to me. I made a promise, little darling, now she's got the ball and chain on me. Just a wedding in June, that's all that it were. Oh, what it seemed,
oh, what it seemed
to be. Like a royal affair with everyone there, cause you said,
you're new
to me. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they're reckless mountain boys, and they took a sandwich with you when they meet.
With me.
Now the Grace and Henry wedded, they fight worse than all the rest did. Now it ain't what it seemed to be.
Hey, that was swell music, kids.
It stopped raining.
Yes, and now I'll have to run along because I've got a long drive home.
Well, just a second, Caesar. Aren't you at least going to kiss me goodbye?
Why, certainly, Eve. I'd love to kiss you. Come here. There, now, how was that?
Oh, brother. Now I know what they mean by Operation Crossroads.
Join us next week when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again will present the Seal Test Village Store with manager Eve Arden, motion picture singing star Bob Stanton, Devon Pershing, Bob Jellison, and our guest will be Pinky Lee. Cesar Romero soon may be seen in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, Carnival in Costa Rica. Eve Arden currently may be seen in the Samuel Goldwyn production, The Kid from Brooklyn. Abigail and Buddy may be heard regularly on Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. This is John Lang speaking to you from Hollywood.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.